There's more fallout from the sexual assault scandal that has shaken USA Gymnastics. The U.S. Olympic Committee is starting the long process to decertify the organization as the governing body for the sport. USA Gymnastics has faced withering criticism for years over the sexual abuse of hundreds of its athletes. As reporter Alexandra Starr explains, the move to decertify comes as top female gymnasts speak out to criticize the leadership of USA Gymnastics.
This is one of the reverberations of the Larry Nassar scandal. He is a former gymnastics team doctor who was sentenced earlier this year to essentially life in prison for molesting hundreds of athletes. Jessica Howard is a retired rhythmic gymnast who served as an athlete representative on USA Gymnastics board. At the time, she didn't know that the so-called therapy Nassar had inflicted on her was in fact sexual abuse. She remembers the issue of abuse coming up just once in board meetings. It was when the former CEO, Steve Penny, announced USA Gymnastics was paying damages in a case where a coach had molested an athlete.
And when someone did ask a question, Steve kind of made a face and said, you know, he was very reluctant to believe the word of an athlete over the coach.
Howard had a visceral reaction. She ran to the bathroom and threw up. Penny resigned from USA Gymnastics last year. He was arrested last month for allegedly tampering with the investigation into Nassar. He has pleaded not guilty. The two women who succeeded Penny also resigned under pressure as the organization struggled to fix its problems.
I would just have to call everything that's going on at USA Gymnastics incompetence.
Howard and the other members of the gymnastics community were particularly appalled by the appointment of Mary Bono last month. The former congresswoman lasted just 5 days as interim CEO. On social media, Bono had criticized Nike for its support of Colin Kaepernick, the former quarterback who started the football player protests during the national anthem. Simone Biles, who is a Nike-sponsored athlete, registered her discontent with Bono on Twitter. Holly Olmsted, a former collegiate gymnast who teaches at Loyola Marymount University, says that's a big change from when she competed.
There's a shift in power as these mature and professional and experienced athletes like Biles and Raisman step up and become leaders in the sport.
Olmsted was active in the 1990s when gymnasts peaked in their mid-teens. Biles is 21 and considered the best gymnast in history. Allie Raisman, who like Biles is an Olympic gold medalist, also publicly dressed down the sport's leadership. She's 24. Jessica O'Byrne is the host of the podcast Gymcastic. She's also a former gymnast and coach.
The athlete speaking up has really made concrete differences, immediate differences, which is something that didn't happen in the past.
In announcing its decision, the CEO of the U.S. Olympic Committee told the gymnastics community, "You deserve better." And there are no perfect solutions. While the institution of USA Gymnastics has been in disarray, Team USA has continued to triumph in competition. At the World Championships that wrapped up last weekend, the female team, led by Simone Biles, dominated. For NPR News, I'm Alexandra Starr.